The proposal would expand Wisconsin's angel investment tax credit from $5 million to $8 million next year and up to $20 million each year after that. Chippewa Falls Democratic Senator Pat Kreitlow says it will encourage investors to put their money into startup businesses that grow jobs.
Someone's got to start placing bets on the Wisconsin economy. Someone's got to start putting capital to work, making connections, and putting some faith in Wisconsin entrepreneurs, and that's what we're doing.
The plan sets aside money to connect UW research campuses with small businesses. Stevens Point Senator Julie Lassa says it also pays for small business loans of between $25,000 and $100,000.
Our bill helps Wisconsin citizens who may have lost a job or who have a particular set of skills or expertise achieve the dream of starting their own business.
The package also sets aside $2 million to retrofit closed factories for green manufacturing and another $2 million in tax credits for businesses that pay an employee's university or tech school tuition. The overall package would cost the state $15 million, but Democrats don't specify how they pay for it. The Republican Party issued a statement saying Senate Democrats had contributed as much as anyone to eroding Wisconsin's business climate and noted that Democrats had actually blocked some similar proposals from moving forward in the past. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.